true, Gert. The first is from the greatest writer of Australian history, the American satirist and literary wunderkind, Mark Twain. Twain wrote in Following the Equator, which detailed his 1895 visit to Australia, "Truth is stranger than fiction. But it is because fiction is obliged to stick to possibilities. Truth isn't." Twain's philosophy perfectly sums up my approach to writing history. The second quote is from the Beagle Diaries of Charles Darwin, who visited Australia in 1836. Darwin wrote,
"Farewell, Australia. You are a rising child, and doubtless some day will reign a great princess in the South. But you are too great and ambitious for affection, yet not great enough for respect. I leave your shores without sorrow or regret."
Patronising bastard. The third quote is from Dame Iris Murdoch, no relation to Rupert, who visited Australia in 1967.
"Australia seems all right. There is an awful lot of it. Every city seems to despise every other city."
Iris was onto something there, as you will see, or rather hear, as this audiobook delicately unfolds. Before we get started, let's go through a couple of housekeeping matters. There are no illustrations in this audiobook.